There he goes, one of God's own prototypes.
Dude, I would never want to spend, like, even 10 minutes inside of your head.
A high-powered mutant of some kind never even considered for mass production.
Like, it's such a shit show.
Too weird to live, too rare to die.
What is up, guys? It's your boy Johnny Buck here on the Johnny Buck Show. Hope you guys had an awesome Christmas or have an awesome time in general, depending on when you're listening to this. I do have a great time. Had a great break. So I own Rogue Combat Club. I shut my gym down Christmas Eve until New Year's Day. Real quick, if you're doing anything new to the show, please like, follow, subscribe, share, whatever it is you guys do. If you're watching on YouTube, please do the same. Comment, all that good stuff. All right, anyways, back to the show. So I own Rogue Combat Club, MMA gym in Asheville, North Carolina. We go hard. We shut down for 2 days or two times during the year. We shut down for Thanksgiving and Christmas. So for Christmas, we shut down Christmas Eve until New Year's Day. And New Year's Day, we have a mandatory hike. I've almost lost one of my best employees because he almost couldn't make it. We have a mandatory hike. It is mandatory, as in, like, you have to show up to it no matter what. And as we grow, it becomes more difficult. I just don't care. We had 13 people on the hike last time. It's very important for what we do. So we do a New Year's Day hike. We go hard, and, you know, it's a hard hike, man. I was wearing a knee brace. There's something wrong with my knee. I don't know what it is. I'm never going to doctor to find out, but there's something wrong with my knee for sure. So, you know, I hope you guys, roundabout ways, I hope you guys had a good time lately. Or, you know, like I said, if it's New Year's-ish for you guys, today's the 4th of January. You know, we've been going hard. I've really, really enjoyed my downtime. Did a 24-hour solo hike. Really fucking cool. I highly recommend everyone does that at some point in their life. Go up, you know, it wasn't like I was roughing it. You know, I brought my tent, brought my sleeping bag. And, dude, I've never been camping before either. So brought my sleeping bag, tent, all that stuff. Made fire myself. Like, I had a little magnesium stick. That was kind of cool. I started rubbing two sticks together to make smoke. I was like, fuck this, too much work. You know, I brought food, and I was near a creek, and I had a filter and stuff. So, you know, it was an awesome trip. Left my phone at home. My wife dropped me off 34 minutes from my house. I walked in 30, 40 minutes, all my gear on my back. Again, never been hiking, never been camping before. So I did all myself, set up, had a really good time. I enjoyed myself. Went to bed like 6 o'clock, you know, but because it's fucking dark. But it is awesome. I really recommend everybody does it. I'm going to start doing it more frequently with less equipment and just kind of eventually just go out with a knife and a tarp and see what happens. So, yeah, that's about it. Kind of rambling here. Just want to get caught up with you guys. And, you know, if you guys have questions, hit me up. I have a new email. heyjohnnybuck@gmail.com. Pretty sure that's it. I'm not 100% sure. Anyways, if not, I hate Johnny Buck works too. @gmail.com. So let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. So I'm back at it, right? Working in the gym. I came into 2024 wide fucking open, man. And I know I took 10 days off, but like the momentum, the confidence, how I feel, how things are moving for me it's moving at a rate I never thought possible. I had an off day today. I didn't do much and I got more done in 3 hours this morning before my fucking chickens got loose. I had to redo the coop. Down within a week. So we're making big progress and making a lot of momentum. We're moving in the right direction and it feels good. So that being said, I'm tackling a new project. As a lot of you guys have known since I've been more consistent, I'm talking about the most likely the plumbing company I'm going to start here soon with a friend of mine, more of an acquaintance than a friend. We've known each other a while, but no, not really close. But he has something I want. I have something he wants. We're going to try and make a run of it. And so I've been talking about what I'm going to do. And once I get to that phase a little more, I'll give you more of an update of what we're actually tactically doing, what I'm doing at that time, things I've learned, you know, things we made progress on, and then just like things I fucked up on. So started thinking about that yesterday, day before. Yeah, yesterday. And I was sitting there on my ottoman, maybe playing Xbox, maybe reading, I don't remember. And I got fucking really overwhelmed. I mean, just, I got fucking bulldozed and just bombarded with self-doubt and fear and things that you really, you shouldn't expect, right? I'm very good at what I do, and I know that. You know, I'm very good at marketing. I'm very good at leadership. I'm very, very good at building systems and operating and setting up SOPs and doing all kinds of things that make me very successful. But the idea of, well, shit, what if it doesn't work? Well, what if I can't do this there? Oh, my God, what about this? What now? All of these fears came in, and it was tough, man. Like, almost like I couldn't breathe. And what happened was, like, and just more of my thoughts, like, did I bite off more than I can chew? Can I handle this? What if it doesn't work? Is marketing in this industry different than this industry? Well, how come this? How about that? And every what if and fear and stuff that could possibly came in. And normally I would shut down. I would do something. I would go play Xbox for hours, or I would drink, or I would do something self-destructive, or I would ignore it, right? And then realistically what happened was, I was like, dude, you can do this. And it was the first time I've coached myself out of that quickly. And I've already got a better answer for next time when it happens, because it's going to fucking happen. You know, you're not alone. If you're an entrepreneur, if you're looking to become an entrepreneur, you're not alone when it comes to this shit. I think that is where we suffer. I know I suffered from that really bad. 2013, when I started Rogue Combat Club, 2015, roughly, I was the only one strapped for cash. I was the only one alone. I was the only one who felt the way I felt. I was the only one who knew what it felt like. I was the only one doing that. And that's not the case, right? You know, each and every one of you who are entrepreneurs or are going to be entrepreneurs, you go through this. And luckily, I found my tribe. I found my people that I work with. It's Combat Business Success, which I'm a coach in now. But it was nice hearing people talk about it, but it still wasn't talked about the way it should be. And what I mean by that is, be vulnerable. It's okay to be scared. And what's really fucking difficult in my industry, MMA, is we're all fighters. We're all tough. So, you know, plus I'm an old school man. Like, that's what it is. My job is to be the provider, the protector, to do what needs to be done, no matter what it is, to get the job done. So it's even tougher to show vulnerability. I try to talk about a lot more as of late. So when all this hit me, I was able to coach myself off that ledge. And that's something new, and that's something I'm grateful for, that has been something relatively new for me. Sorry, my dog's outside barking like a fucking psychopath. I'm texting my wife to get him back in. I also, it's dark out. My thing is, I don't like having fucking dogs barking all goddamn night at nothing, or just pissing the neighbors off, unlike the rest of my neighbors who don't have that courtesy. But anyways, so I went through that, and I was able to coach myself off that ledge. I was able to, I didn't even really have to sell myself on why I did that. I just know that I can do that. And that's new. Like, I know I'm a good marketer. I know I'm a good leader. I know I'm a great coach. I got some awesome validation on our hike. And, it's what I needed, right? Validation is important. I don't need you to tell me, good job. I don't need that. But I like knowing. I like knowing that you know, or I like getting feedback from people I respect. And my team was, they were just open about how much I've grown. And it's good to see. I know I have, but it's good to see that other people see that, you know? They said, man, you're not any better of a leader. I'm like, well, you're full of shit, because I would have punched you in the face for that a year ago. So I know that I'm a better leader, but it's good to see that what I'm doing is working. And what was really good for me, honestly, was seeing that the leaders they've become. And the reason I'm telling you this, and that's a whole other conversation, but the reason I'm telling you that is, like, I know I can lead. I know I can build teams. I know I can build culture. So there's no reason I can't go into another industry. But what happened, and I talk about, I really do want to go in every industry and completely fucking disrupt it. I want to fuck it up. I want to fuck up the whole economics of how things are done. Like, culture is ass in this world right now. So when I was like doubting myself, I just kind of really thought back. I'm like, dude, I can do this. And I didn't really have to, like I said, I didn't have to really think about what I did, how I did it. I just was sure that I can do that. And I do have the fucking receipts that I've done that. So that was big, you know. And if you guys are going through that, which I'm sure you will be, like, don't worry about it. You are not alone. You are capable of doing so, so much. I got a text from one of my clients. Wyatt, dude's fucking killing it right now. He goes, I really feel like, you know, some data. I really feel like it's the best version of ourselves that we've been in our entire lives, personally and in business. He's talking about him and his wife. Yeah, dude. And I hit him with that Jim Rohn. Your success will rarely exceed your personal development, right? And it's important that we constantly work on ourselves. So, and I'm never going to stop working on myself. So I'm confident going into the, fuck it, I'm going to pull it. Unless he just says no, I'm going to pull the trigger on this plumbing company. Yeah, fuck it. Worst case scenario, we fail forward. We learn lessons, right? Yeah, I think, yeah, fuck it, I'll let him know. We still have some details to work out. I am confident it's going to work. But I still get overwhelmed. So what I'm going to do, now that I can see it coming, now that I know, see it faster, it's not 2-3 days of me fucking sulking and doing stupid shit. Now that I see it faster, what I'm going to do is take, and this is what I recommend you guys do. Once you guys realize you're afraid of something, or I want you to immediately take a step towards what is scaring you. So I could have taken action towards that. And I actually texted him today. I didn't need to. I needed to yesterday, but we sent a text, hey, man, you know, haven't forgot about you, New Year's, all that stuff. So whenever you guys are fearful of something, whenever you guys have self-doubt, reassure what you've done. Like, just know that you have done something in this thing. And if not, you're going to learn how to. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect by any means. I have made every mistake in business, and I am still paying for some of the ones I've made. But I'll never make them again. I will start this next company with a bookkeeper. I will start this next company with an accountant. I will not be scrambling from 2021 on to try and get that squared away. We'll have things in progress. And I guarantee you I'll hit this. We're at just shy 800,000 this year, I think. Maybe a little bit less, maybe a little bit more. I don't know. Just randomly, according to one of my sheets, we'll hit 1 million in that industry before I hit it in MMA gym. I guarantee it, because I know I've made the mistakes. I know I can do this, so that's what I'm gonna do. So whenever I have, and this is what I'm gonna do, this is what I recommend you guys do. Whenever I have an issue that when self doubt comes in, or fear, whatever it is, I'm going to take a physical action. I'm going to do something, stand up, send a text. Stand up, go move something, start working on something, start projecting on something, you know, working on a project in Jesus Christ. But I'm going to take action towards that, and that's going to make things a lot easier. So I hope you guys got something out of this. If you could do me a favor, like, share, subscribe, 5-star review, all that wholesome good shit. If you're on the YouTube, whenever I put this up there, I really like you guys to subscribe and share. So as always, if you need anything, hit me up, and I will catch you later. Peace.